Israeli police spokesman Luba Samri said earlier it appeared this was a so-called price tag attack, which is a reference to settlers who exact retribution on Palestinians in part for any Israeli government limits on settlement expansion. You and your Yesha Council support settlement expansion. So do you feel any responsibility for this, for what has happened?
No whatsoever. On the contrary, we maybe are the most outspoken critics of these extremists. They oppose us as well, our policy, our pragmatism. So in no way, I must tell you that when I was chairman of the Yesha Council, of the Settlers Council, I myself innumerable times went to the Inspector General of the Police, to the Chief of Staff of the Army, to the Attorney General of the State of Israel, and begged them, literally begged them, to be more harsh and mostly to be more effective in combating this bunch of criminals.
It didn't appear to have any effect. About 90% of those who carry out these attacks, they're never indicted. Nothing happens.
I must admit that I am as puzzled as you are by this figure. I am sure the law enforcement agencies do not lack the motivation to bring to justice these criminals that cause the highest damage you can imagine, both to Israel and to our communities in Judea and Samaria. I think that we need to have zero tolerance towards terrorism, both Jewish and Palestinian.
I guess it would be better if you could stop these attacks from happening in the first place. And I know you reject any sense of responsibility for what has happened, but I'm wondering more about tone and example. You have opposed any freeze on settlements in the West Bank. You've opposed a two-state solution. Doesn't that help to elevate tensions with Palestinians, to create an environment where this type of violence happens?
No, look, we are in the midst of a national conflict. There's no doubt about it. There is a national conflict between Israel and the Palestinians. I don't see any correlation between that fact and the fact that there are criminals on both sides that exert violence as their tool to carry out the conflict. You know, I visited the four-year-old Palestinian child that is hospitalized in very serious condition as a result of this vicious attack. I remember that 6 months ago I went to visit a neighbor of mine in Maale Shomron, in the community in which I live, Ayala Shapira, 12-year-old, that was hospitalized exactly on the same conditions, burned by a Molotov cocktail that was thrown to the father's car by a Palestinian terrorist. And the responsibles for these acts are the criminals themselves, the terrorists themselves, people that incite them to do that.
But you know how many people say that the settlers are doing the wrong thing. They'll say what happened today is should be blamed on the settlers and the drive to keep and expand settlements in the West Bank. What do you say to that?
The only thing I can say, we are maybe the most demonized population all over the world. One of the tragedies of the conflict is that people talk about us, the so-called settlers, without taking even the smallest effort to know us, to hear us, to listen to us. We do every possible effort in our hands to educate, to prevent the attempt to generalize, to put the blame on all of us because of our political motivations, because of what we see as Israel's rights and interests. I think it's completely out of order.
Now, I want to get your reaction to what the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said today. He said such an incident wouldn't have happened if Israel's government hadn't insisted on continued settlement construction and offering protection to settlements.
Laura, are you seriously thinking that the fact that my daughter wants to build her home next to mine in Maale Shomron is a cause for terrorism?
Well, you're reducing it to one single building. We're talking about settlements that continue to be built in these areas.
And in what moral world is the construction of a home for a newlywed family a thing that condones Palestinian terrorism against Israel,
you know,
and incitement against Israel?
You know, you well know, these are disputed lands.
Well, Well, yes, they are disputed lands. And the equation that is being done by many, including by diplomats in the so-called roadmap for peace in the Middle East, between the prevention of Palestinian terrorism and the prevention of Israelis building their homes in Judea and Samaria, in my view, is an abhorrence of morality, is exactly the opposite. The attempt to compare a terrorist, Jewish or Palestinian, that detonates a bomb in a crowded pizza shop, to a family that builds its home in disputed land. Okay, I agree to that. I think that's the exact opposite of a moral equivalence.
Hamas